at the National Ag Day activities. I'm speaking with David Schmidt, and David is President and CEO of the International Food Information Council, or we might pronounce it IFIC here in this interview, David. You were on the program here briefly. I guess first, though, I'd like you to just give us a little definition of what IFIC is.
Well, thanks, Chuck. IFIC just celebrated our 25th anniversary last year of communicating science-based information on food safety and nutrition to opinion leaders and consumers. And we also have a foundation. The IFIC Foundation website is available at foodinsight.org. And that's where we have our public communications, consumer research about food and health.
Well, I know something very important to you is, as we look ahead, is how we're going to feed a hungry and growing world. Tell me about an alliance that you're involved in to accomplish this.
Yes, well, we were very happy today to launch the Alliance to Feed the Future, which is really trying to connect a lot of great efforts within food and agricultural organizations to really put a better awareness about the importance of food production, large-scale agriculture, in providing choice for consumers and in providing a sustainable food supply that will feed the population that we expect to have in the year 2050 and beyond. We know we're going to have a huge population growth. We've got to do something to increase our output for that growth. And this alliance is connecting universities, the industry and commodity groups, and professional societies together to really get those best practices, successful messages that will help consumers better understand the great things that happen in agriculture.
So besides IFIC, I mean, who else is involved in this effort?
We have some real leaders across the food supply chain. So far, four universities have joined us, UC Davis, University of Illinois, Iowa State, University of Massachusetts. Professional societies include Council for Ag Science and Technology, Institute of Food Technologists, American Society for Nutrition. And then you have across the value chain a lot of leaders, everything from the Grocery Manufacturers Association, National Chicken Council, Turkey Federation, American Soybean Association, and groups like the Ag Council of America, who are sponsoring Ag Day, of course. So we're glad to have all of them. And we have 52 members right now, and we think 200 at least is where we need to be. And so we're looking for others who'd love to join the Alliance.
We'll make sure we point them that way and encourage them to take a look and get involved. That is David Schmidt, and we are here at National Ag Day Activities. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.